When I was a little bitty boy, just up off of the floor. We used to go out to Grandma's house every month in the snow. Have chicken pie and country ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house is a great big feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 11 geese, took a whole bowl of cloth for to take. It hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. After supper, we'd sit around the fire, the old folks would spit and chew. Paul would talk about the farm and the war, and my granny'd sing a ballad or two. And I'd sit, listen, watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 11 geese, took a whole bolt of cloth for to take. And it hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a piggy we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Yeah! Well, I love my ma and I love my pa, I love Granny and Grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestled my cousin, I even kissed Aunt Lou. But if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be said. And I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road for Grandma's feather bed. Yes, I'd trade them all, plus a gal down the road for Granny. Not a good deal, huh? I guess it'd get kind of cold in that all by myself. Ha ha! It was 9 feet high, 6 feet wide, soft as a downy. It was made from the feathers of 4 11 geese, took a whole bolt across for the tip. It hold 8 kids and 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.